Next patient is Douglas Sons, S-O-N-S. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger is for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patient is a 64-year-old male with a history of palpitation period. Patient underwent a loop recorded by Dr. Kruger that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation, atrial tachycardia during palpitation period. Patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the palpitation. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, omeprazole 40 mg daily, metoprolol tartrate 25 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg two times daily, amiodarone 200 mg daily, simvastatin 10 mg daily period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history. Patient quit smoking 8 weeks ago, socially drink alcohol. Patient is working as a sales engineer, period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denialities and weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 119 over 63, versus 59, respiration 16, weight is 250 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the left hand of border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetes, mellitus, number 4, obesity. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic in spite of medical therapy, period. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation, procedure, scan, benefit, discuss in detail, possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger. Consultation date is 4/25/22.